God morrow, old father Starkit, whither go you with such speed? I'm going to Maidstone Market to buy such things as I need. I care not if I go along with you. If you go no faster than I am very glad that I spied you. For love, good company. What think you of Alice that sells butter? Her neighbor's head close she unplucked, and she scolded from dinner to supper. Oh, such a scold would be cucked. There's many such birds in our town, whose fury no reason can suage. I'd give very gladly a crown to hear them all sing in a cage. Poor men in subjection are held, so are modest women likewise, unless their own mind be fulfilled. They'll be ready to scratch out one's eyes. What think you of Joan the spinner? Her husband pocket she picked, and she grudges her servants their dinner. Oh, such a queen would be kicked. Nay, kicking's too good for her. Her husband of her stands in awe. Out of doors he dares not stir for fear that he feel claw. If he to the alehouse steal, she'll go as fast or faster, and there she will ring him a peal that is worse than lord or master. What think you of Ruth the seamstress? Her tongues can no way be reclaimed. She rules o'er poor Tom like an empress. Oh, such a proud wench would be tamed. 'Tis pity the men are such fools, to make themselves slaves to their wives. For still where the foot the head rules, 'tis wonder if anything thrives. That man that will be his wife's drudge, of such a conceit I am, that if I might be his judge, he should eat none old roasted ram. What think you of Joan that cries pins? Come, age, rose, a penny, cries she has broken her husband's shins, and swears she'll be drunk before he. Why, wherefore all this doth he suffer? Why, if he should give her a check, she tells her friends how he doth cuff her and threatens to break her neck. So he, for fear she'll cry out, dares neither to strike nor chide her, for she'll give the word all about that his queens will not let him abide her. What think you of drunken Sue? For drink she will set our smocks at streets, she will rail and spew. 'Tis fit she were tamed in the stocks. Nay, sometimes beside her own getting, she'll pawn his shirt and his own breeches, which all shall be spent at a sitting, and thus she increases his riches. What think our poor husband of that? Why, if he do her reprehend, his face she will scratch like a cat, and swears what she gets she will spend. What think you of Peg the pie woman? Her nose hath been cut and slashed, she's turned now the days very common. Oh, such a queen would be lashed. Last Saturday noon at dinner, some spoke about her, I suppose, how she was found not with a joiner, whose wife came and cut her nose. Indeed, nobody can blame her. She has given her mark to be known, and if all that will not shame her, the hangman has marked her for his own. What think you of snuffling Kate? By her many women have smarted. She sells maidenheads at a rate. Oh, such a trot would be carted. Such cunning old sluts as she, indeed, are the ruin of many. Such fast-holding lime twigs they be, that if they get hold of any, there's no speech at all of dismissing, while money their turn can serve. Thus while he his minion is kissing, his poor wife and children may starve. What think you of match that cries wheat? She makes her poor husband shed tears she useth to cozen and cheat, but the pillory gapes for her ears. I heard lately how she did deal with a butcher, a notable blade, whom she gold of a quarter of ewe, and thus she set by her trade. Since that she hath done many a slight, as bad or rather worse, if you in her company light, I wish you'd take heed of your purse. What think you of quarreling, Nan? That will to no goodness be turned. She threatens to kill her good man. Oh, such a queen would be burned. I'm sorry to hear that news, when man and wife are at strife. Alas, neighbor, how can you choose when a man go in danger on's life? Lo, thus we have talked away time, and now perforce must we part. The market is now in the prime, then farewell with all my heart. Commend me to Doll at the Crown, that message must not be missed. She's the kindest hostess in a town, oh, such a lass would be kissed. But stay, neighbor, hark you one word, which I had forgotten before. What hear you of little Kate Bird? Some say she is turned errant whore. Indeed, neighbor, I thought no less, since that with her I was acquainted. A man can no otherwise guess, her face is most basely painted. She lodges with moldy face now, and I doubt they will never be parted, till the one get the lash and bridewell, and the other from Newgate be carted.